Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session, at which time you may press star one to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And I would now like to turn the call over to Chris Bowserman. Thank you, sir. You may begin.
Thank you, and good morning and welcome everyone from Asia-Pacific who's listening in today, and those of you listening in the recording, for this Tibley Talk announcing our exciting new Tivoli solution bundles for security. These are something we announced last week at the RSA Security Conference in San Francisco, and we had a tremendous amount of positive feedback from our business partners, our customers, and the industry analysts who were briefed in this and were in attendance at the conference. So today what we'll do is we'll dive right in and talk about what these Tivoli security solution bundles are, how they can help you and your clients help secure a smarter planet and a dynamic infrastructure, as well as really prove to be must-haves and recession-proof in this environment, and also give you some specific plays on how to really use these tactically to help you in your selling and win more business. So if we move to slide two in the presentation that you've downloaded, first what we'll talk about is really building a smarter planet from the IBM top-level story requires a dynamic infrastructure, but not just a dynamic infrastructure, but one that's secure and secure throughout. And if we look at the new opportunities we have both to transform our clients' business in terms of helping them in this economy take out costs from their business and improve service, but also take on many of the exciting new opportunities, whether it be in smart healthcare, smart grid, or just better, more interconnected business operations, dynamic infrastructure is the heart of it, and security is the heart of dynamic infrastructure. If we look at this environment, we have great news that security remains top of mind for our clients, and if we look at any surveys that you have out there in terms of clients wanting to move to this to more dynamic infrastructure, cloud computing, one of the top things that always comes to mind is, what about security? How do I do all this in a secure way, and how do I make sure that I'm not just secure, I'm also that I'm compliant, and that this doesn't become a business scalability issue for me, so that I'm spending too much time and money on security that I can't take advantage of those things. So what we really have is a solution, or set of solutions here, help our clients reduce costs by taking out operational expenses from the business, lowering help desk costs. They can help them manage risk, of course, the core of security, helping prevent against outsider threats, insider threats especially, and help them with compliance issues, and to help them to improve the service, to be being more flexible and agile by opening up new business opportunities and collaborating with their customers in a secure way and in a compliant way with their supply chains. So let's move on now to page three and talk about some of the specific environments of selling security today out there. So one of the things we all know in this environment is they want solutions that save money and save money now for them. They're obviously looking at, they don't have the patience to look at long multi-year ROI paybacks and really lengthy projects with that require a heavy upfront cost of different point products and solutions. They also know that they can't cut back on initiatives related to compliance and governance. Governmental regulations around the world, industry standards like PCI, aren't going away. In many cases, they're getting more strict and more closely enforced. So they still have to invest in these areas, but they won't invest in things that can help them have repeatable compliance that's systematic, that scales in an automated way, and that they're all of a sudden having to not just handle Sarbanes-Oxley, but also PCI or JSOX or others, but they want to be able to know that they have an investment that is repeatable to help them with compliance, and they can also help to automate some of those very time-consuming processes of implementing internal controls like signing off that users have the right access or producing reports for auditors. Now, the good news in all this, too, is that because of these pressures, the clients still have to protect the business, protect their clients' data, and be compliant. Security spending is still positive and is still top priority this year, But all these competitive pressures and economic pressures have really changed the way the clients want to buy these solutions and work with a supplier to be able to help meet their security and compliance needs. All in the context of some very urgent pressures and M&A, restructuring and layoffs, and of course increased attacks from disgruntled insiders or outsiders. So if we move to page four, the major announcements we've made really are: how do we take the comprehensive capabilities that we have from IBM, from end-to-end security solutions that we're already, and be able to provide those in three clean packages that help our real customers solve real problems in simple to buy, simple to sell, and comprehensive economical packages for our clients. So we're introducing today three bundles, and then the access and assurance, typically data and application security, and typically security management for ZOS. The typically identity access assurance provides efficient and effective compliance, making sure that we have the right access for the right people at the right time. So this is all about identity access management, privilege identity management, closed-loop process. We look at a client who's really using this today, Harley Davidson. They gave a great presentation at Pulse in Las Vegas, and they're really tying this into the overall service management framework to make sure they can automate and reduce risks and reduce costs in their environment from insiders like their employees, customers, and partners. Data and application security, we're all about protecting the integrity, confidentiality of business data and transactions from browser to disk. We need to be able to protect sensitive client data, sensitive intellectual property and business information. We also need to be able to collaborate. We need to be able to share things with customers and partners. And we need to be able to transform businesses like Encore has done. It was a great first quarter win for us, an example of a utility energy company who's building a smart grid with IBM Tivoli security solutions at the heart of that, by making sure that we can provide a comprehensive security framework for them that can help them manage all the data in a secure way that's coming from smart meters, from energy markets, and from customer information, be able to control that and distribute that to different partners via web services, and using in a centralized security policy management to do that, be able to protect and encrypt that data at rest from a confidentiality perspective, be able to share and collaborate that with different parties in a federated sense, and of course be able to produce reports for their auditors, which as an energy company, they're heavily regulated, so being able to make sure they're taking care of all that, and again enabling a lot of new business opportunity and transforming their business into a smart grid for a smart planet. Security management for ZOS. This is all about securing and auditing your most critical business services with your most trusted and resilient platform. Norwich Union is a great example of this over in Europe, where they're really looking at this is a financial institution that the heart, the soul of their business runs on the mainframe. Their critical information about their financial products, about their customers' information, it's all there running on the mainframe. They need to be able to provide very detailed auditing of that information, be able to lock down privileges from inside super users so they're not able to worry about insider threat on their systems, and of course be able to help them more efficiently manage the security rights of that so they can be more agile and responsive business. These are all three examples of clients who are using the value we're providing today, these new security bundles. We move to page five. What are we trying to do with these security bundles? Well, these are really a collection of existing capabilities today, existing solutions that are proven in the marketplace that clients are already deploying to meet their business challenges, but they address higher-level value propositions than just selling one point product at a time or pulling them together in a package that really provides our clients with greater value for the money in a tough economy. This is an excellent opportunity then, too, to not only win new business and upsell existing clients, but also provide a great opportunity to as a tool for competitive takeaways by providing a superior value, superior economics to our clients. And we're also providing this as a way to help simplify the messaging and the story you tell your clients, because now it's not about solving their security problems with with a dozen or two dozen different security point products that all address specific technical problems, but it's really three solutions that you can easily talk about, easily price and quote your clients, and give them the flexibility, the tools they need to solve their end-to-end security problems. Moving to chart six, so what are some actions, some tactics that we can use in the field with these new security bundles to help drive revenue and market share for us and help our clients address these security challenges in a tough economic environment? So the first play here is really to help elevate the value. So converting an existing point product opportunity you have in your pipeline from a single product, like just doing access management or identity management, into an overall solution like identity access assurance. This allows you to sell the higher level value of the solution, so not just solving one particular problem like how do I create new accounts for users when they join my company or switch jobs in the company, but now how do I solve an end-to-end story about making sure that those users have the right access, the right resources at the right time, and are doing the right things with them from a compliance perspective. The simplified pricing will also help you be more competitive in the deals. There's built-in discounts for it, and will really help you show that you're working as a partner with them to provide an end-to-end solution that have a lot of different piece parts they have to assemble themselves. Next big play here, competitive displacement. So leverage these holistic solutions for competitive takeaways. So we're selling an end-to-end story here about identity access assurance, data and application security, or security for ZOS, while our clients are still out there selling a box of piece parts. They're selling tires and hoods and fan belts when you're selling a full solution here to get them from point A to point B. As we'll show in a moment too, each of these solutions are packaged so that no competitor can stack up head to head. So especially as you have the opportunity to influence RFPs and really help set the buying vision for clients, you can very easily use these solutions to set up a set of capabilities that our clients must have to deliver value to their business and protect their business that no competitor can match up with head-to-head. If we especially look at clients who are renewing a competitive product, so a CA license is coming up for renewal, they've got one product in there, maybe one identity management, one auditing tool, use the solution bundles is a great way to flip this to a new solution, get them more capabilities, displace the competition. As Oracle and Sun, who have massively overlapping product lines and identity access management, are now going out there with this proposed merger. This is a great time to take customers who are worried about their future investment, sell them with a higher level of value and a complete IBM solution backed by market-leading products, number one market share, number one Magic Quadrant products out there that they can rely on for an end-to-end supported solution. ELAs, these are perfect solutions for ELAs because they already offer built-in discounts and simplicity and give you a great end-to-end story to be able to put in there. Of course, the whole benefit of ELAs is how do we sell them a simple end-to-end solution. These make it even easier for you. And finally, upgrade existing customers. So if you have a customer out there who's using one or two Tivoli security products, maybe they're coming up for renewal on their licenses, this is a great opportunity to not just have them stay with what they have, but again, give them a great opportunity to trade up for a bigger, better value for the money. Now, if we move to chart seven, let's talk about some more details about what's in each of these solutions and how these can be used for your customers. If we look at identity access assurance, again, it's all about providing efficient and compliant access rights for the right people to the right resources at the right time. So who are you looking to sell these solutions to, and who to look for? So certainly a chief security officer, chief security information officer, as well as folks from the chief risk officer or IT operations group are ideal targets here. Again, if we're looking to improve service, building out portals, whether it be internal or external focused, and in access assurance is excellent to be able to provide secure role-based access to these portals. If they're looking to expand their business to business partners and want to be able to provide federated sign-on and security so that employees and business partners and customers can seamlessly move between different websites and applications that are hosted by different companies, it's a great way to do that in a very cost-effective manner. We had Alltel, a telco carrier, Pulse, gave a great example of this. Companies, of course, reducing cost, We can automate password resets and eliminate or minimize the number of unique passwords that users have to manage, therefore reducing a tremendous amount of help desk cost. Again, helping them move onboard or in many cases offboarding users effectively and efficiently. And of course, anyone who's doing ERP upgrades or other deployments, this is a great way to bring in security to help them do that efficiently, effectively, and in a compliant way. Managing risk. So with many regulations around the world, that internal controls and being able to make sure that users have the right access for the right business reason and nothing more. The solution we can provide where management can provide attestation or certification if that's the case for their auditors and remove access that's more than what they need to do their job, or by using role-based access control and role-based policies, we can automatically do that for them. If we move to chart 8, again, you can see that there are a number of different buying triggers for this solution. Again, looking at helping reduce costs and restructuring, this is a tool that can really accelerate that. Failed audits or an insider breach within their industry is a clear response to needing to get control over the identities, what they can do, how their access controls, and an audit that the use of those access rights is appropriate. If we're looking at, again, even looking at unauthorized change detection or tying into, again, help desk cost reduction efforts, by getting a handle on your identity and access management and your auditing of what those users are doing, plays in all of those types of projects. Again, we've got a large list of capabilities here: user provisioning, access management for the web, federated access management, desktop single sign-on, directory services, compliance reporting, insider activity monitoring. So a very comprehensive set of solutions here. And if you look at the bottom, this combination of capabilities, and more importantly, the depth of these capabilities and leadership of these number one products in the market according to IDC for market share and Gartner in terms of Magic Quadrants, give us a compelling competitive position that clients like Harley-Davidson are already taking advantage of. Move on to chart 9, data and application security. This is, again, looking at protecting the integrity and confidentiality of business data and transactions from browser to disk. So really, how do we actually protect that information end-to-end and manage it in a very cost-effective and compliant way? So here, your buyers, you're looking more at a lot of line of business owners who are actually responsible for these applications, for these initiatives, those who own customer data, who are responsible for financial data, who are responsible for reaching out and driving new web-based services and the architectures that can support those and the security that's needed to make those happen. And if we're looking at improving service, a lot of clients are looking to do outsourcing these days, looking to use software as a service, cloud services, sharing data between third parties like a German manufacturer sharing CAD/CAM drawings to their supply chain partners over a content management portal online, or whether it be a company who's outsourcing their application development and testing to an Indian firm who needs to share data with them. These are all things. How do you share that data in a secure way and make sure that you can produce audit reports that no one misused the data, or that it was encrypted and appropriately secured while it was in transit or at rest with that third party. And they want to be able to grow the business and be able to have a flexible, highly automated and secure infrastructure can really help them do that. We're building up centralized application policies and policies over the security and use of data within transactions, and then protecting that data at rest through encryption management. And reducing cost, the cost of compliance fatigue continues to be a big problem for our clients. So how are you able to actually go through and automate that process of producing audit reports that the right people are doing the right things with your data, and that no one is doing things like sending out PCI related information unencrypted over a web service transaction or accessing that data on a server somewhere they shouldn't be. If we have a strong tie here and a very strong play as part of the solution to managing encryption key management for IBM self-encrypting storage under both tape and disk. So if your client's looking at upgrading their information infrastructure by adding new storage or updating their storage, this is a great play to bring in the security story, the end-to-end story of how we can protect the confidentiality of that data from both a compliance and a protection of private and consumer information, again, from browser to disk. SharePoint, SharePoint deployments, data power deployments, SOA deployments, again, have been able to manage the security policies and enforcement and auditing of that data in the central place so that you actually have a consistency and an ease of management and making sure that your security policies are genuinely being enforced appropriately at all the different enforcement points in your application development and deployment infrastructure is very important. And of course, for managing risk, data loss and data leakage, data disclosure of private information, privacy regulations, failed audits, and lost backup takes or disks are all extremely important value of preventing those are extremely important values we provide, and seeing any of those concerns or actual incidents at your clients are an excellent trigger that data and application security from Tivoli is a must-have for that client. And if we move to page 10, again, you see that those are some specific areas where we can drive in terms of buying trigger projects to look out for where data and application security is a good play. Capabilities of the solution, centralized encryption key management, inter-organization data collaboration so they can be able to securely share data and through portals or web services and SOA-based applications between organizations, be able to provide fine-grained centralized control so that if you're in a hospital setting, that you can make sure that your security policy is enforced in an application so that a doctor is only able to see information that on his or her patients, not see other people's private information, and that you're able to provide a high degree of accuracy in terms of reporting on adherence to those policies from a compliance perspective and produce audit reports out of the box that can help you with whatever privacy, governmental or industry regulations that you need to. And also helping to lock down virtual servers here. So again, as you're looking to more and more systems becoming virtualized in a dynamic infrastructure, being able to make sure that the super users in these systems and the security policies on these virtual instances of AIXL PARs or WPARs, Solaris Zones, Linux systems, and moving into VMware, those can be locked down and controlled. And again, if you look at the competitive matrix down here, you can see it's clear that none of the competition can come close to this capability. Oracle has some solutions out there that it acquired from BEA, but they can only touch a slice of this and don't have the breadth of depth of capabilities that we have here. And they certainly don't have this all put together in a compelling package for our clients to buy at a single price point, single metric. Moving on to page 11, security management for ZOS. Again, if you're looking at a business running on the mainframe, their most critical business information is going to be running there. Most critical business transactions will be there. And if we're really looking at, so this can often be the CIO or service level owner who's really responsible for that. And so clearly, if you're looking at improving service, your most reliable system needs to have centralized security management that can help you clean up access rights that are no longer needed. As you're looking to reduce cost and move workload onto the mainframe, being able to manage the security, being able to make sure that we're auditing what's going on there, and again, provide embedded best practices to help you with that, especially as the mainframe administration team ages and retires, being able to make sure that we can help very effectively and efficiently get new people up to speed in managing mainframe security, and of course also making any of these data disclosure or privacy regulations apply here as well. Moving to page 12, again, you can see our capabilities here in terms of helping you to administer RACF, auditing and reporting in a very deep way on the mainframe, enforcing policy compliance by being able to make sure that your super users on the mainframe aren't going through and doing anything either accidentally or maliciously that shouldn't be part of their job responsibility. And we look at on a competitive piece, the only one who comes close for traditional competitors here would be CA and their products. Quite frankly, we blow them out of the water when it comes to to customers really looking to have a comprehensive end-to-end story, especially when you add on the fact that our identity and access assurance products will also work on the mainframe. It's a total solution they can't match. Vanguard, maybe another company you see, is a point product here, but we've been very, very successful, especially when it comes to really looking at the compliance capabilities that we can provide. So if we look at page 13, so the call to action here, really make sure that you look at your customer base, your prospect base for upsell opportunities from point products like TIM or TAM, for just identity access management, or a single compliance reporting product, upsell them to a full solution suite here, either from existing for prospects or for existing customers. If there's someone who has just identity and access management, look to upgrade them to the data and application security bundle or the full identity access assurance bundle to get them more value for their money. Review deals you have in your pipeline with the CSSRs and the deal makers so we can put together the best package. I can tell you right now, since we've announced this in the States, we've had a tremendous amount of sales reps come and say, you know what, I'm working on this deal. I was priced too high. I couldn't get the deal to work. This is, you know, we've simplified the pricing metrics here dramatically, help customers, especially some existing customers, reuse the value they have in their solution. And we've already had a couple of things that I think will turn into quick wins for us, perhaps as early as this end of this month here. So very exciting opportunities are already popping up. We also have a couple other areas where we have a great chance to displace Sun in the account right now with these solutions. And of course, finally, target ELAs this quarter. I mean, these solutions give you, again, a great way to demonstrate end-to-end solution, flexibility, more capability for the money, and a tremendous opportunity to differentiate IBM with comprehensive and simple end-to-end security. Of course, if we look at the next page 14, we have a number of solutions out there in terms of the sales kit. So with that, I thank you for your attention here, and we will be able to take a few questions at this time.
Absolutely. As a reminder, if you do have a question, please press *1 on your touch-tone phone. Again, that would be *1 for any questions, and it should just take a moment to see if any questions queue up. We do have a question that queued up. It comes from Paul Cooper. Your line is open.
Hi, Paul.
Paul, please check your mute feature.
Yep, my apologies. You're quite right. I was on mute. How are you going? Thanks very much. Very, very comprehensive. One of the things that we're seeing starting to become pretty prevalent in Australia, I don't know what it's like in the rest of Asia, is a lot of our clients beginning to talk about data leakage protection or data loss prevention. I mean, the words are fairly interchangeable. I'm seeing under the data and application security bundling and capability, us starting to move towards that. But I was wondering whether there are a set of white papers or, like everything else in security, there's no white, single silver bullet that's going to, sort this all out. So what are generally the sets of capabilities and products that we should be targeting our clients with? So we're getting a lot of our financial and federal government clients starting to talk about DLP. A lot of them are talking to organizations like Symantec and others. You know, some of it I understand is associated around things like data being sucked off by USB keys and a variety of other things like that. Is there anything that we have that we're doing around this? So things like, I'm also well aware of IBM's content classification module, not that I know too much about it. But is there something that holistically draws all of these capabilities together under this play that we can then take out to our clients?
Yeah, it's a great question, Paul. What we do have coming out I believe we'll have the sort of initial draft out for public viewing in August, are a red paper for each of the different solution bundles. So we'll go through a bit of what you know, from a both a client-facing as well as a pre-sales and practitioner perspective, the capabilities of the bundles, how to assemble the different components of the bundle together for particular use cases and solutions for clients. So we'll certainly be driving it there. We also will be working on a solution sheet for the overall, all three bundles, which will contain some of that positioning you mentioned. Within the bundle, the data and application security bundle, we are addressing, as we've gotten a lot of feedback from clients, from analysts, we think the right approach, that DLP is not an external third-party bolt-on, but that really needs to become a fabric of your application access controls and your information infrastructure. And so this solution certainly doesn't contain every possible egress point of data loss covered 100%, but what we are doing is providing encryption protection for data at rest, reporting on who's actually accessing it, and which is, of course, an important part of what most people use DLP for today, is really just being able to audit what's going on, and then putting in fine-grained controls within the application environment. And certainly we've you made the point about the information management brand's capabilities around information classification module and other capabilities they have there. And we certainly see the data and application security area as one we're going to be continuing to invest and develop in, and certainly keep an eye out for additional capabilities around protecting against data loss and confidentiality, and helping to ensure the confidentiality of information. Those will certainly be capabilities we continue to improve and strengthen within the product suite.
Okay, Chris, look, thanks. As ever, pretty comprehensive. I suppose some of the things that we're talking about doing is whether things like Security Policy Manager would assign policy to some of these elements. So, if you tag a policy to a file, if someone tries to copy it to a USB key, it goes, sorry, that doesn't obey policy, I can't do that sort of thing. And tagging associated with that in the longer term. But hey, we're probably talking a little bit beyond. It's still what we got on the truck, as they say in the classics, but I just wanted to get a view of where we might be going. Because, as I say, as you start talking about these, and you've mentioned it in slide 9 around data and application security, data loss and leakage, it seems to be, the cab off the rank at the moment. Everybody's, talking about it and looking into it and that sort of stuff. And I just wanted to make sure that we weren't behind the eight ball, and also that we had an ability to put together our portfolio that enables our sales teams to articulate we have this capability. Not maybe 100%, but we're a long way down that particular track.
And that's exactly the right direction, or the right way to say it, Paul, and the direction we're going. And really, if you speak to analysts and a lot of customers in the space, the sort of DLP 1.0 out there, which is as a bolt-on, adds a lot of redundant infrastructure and is not always as effective and certainly efficient as clients would like. So our approach really here is to be able to really thread and embed those controls, again, into the application layer, so like TSPM, as you mentioned, where you can manage security policy over the application entitlements, and as we expand more and more to the content management or data at rest systems, and SharePoint's a great example of a system where we do have the ability to do that for encrypt the data as a control when it's at rest, and certainly will provide compliance reports about who's been messing with the systems. So there's still more to go, but we feel we're driving the direction where clients want to go, which is having data loss protection and compliance controls baked into the infrastructure, not as a separate bolt-on that has a whole set of redundant policies, enforcement, and management.
Okay, great. Chris, appreciate it. Thanks very much.
I'm showing no further questions from the phone lines.
Okay. Well, again, thank you, everyone, to those who joined here and those listening to the replay. We've got an exciting set of of integrated, prepackaged, simple to sell, simple to buy, great economic opportunities for our clients here that deliver end-to-end security, value, and compliance in a hot market that still is a must-have for our clients, whether they be just hunkering down with cost reduction or really moving down the path of a dynamic infrastructure. And certainly feel free to reach out to myself and my team if you have any questions on these opportunities and how to get the most value out of these. And again, increasing your deal sizes, beating the competition, and giving a better, more complete solution to your clients. So thanks again, and remember to go out there and look for upgrading opportunities, ELA opportunities, and working with my team, your CSRs, and the deal makers. So thanks, everyone. Happy selling.
That does conclude today's conference. You may all disconnect at this time.